Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah discusses what to do under a circumstance where one has robbed their own father and has sworn to him, and they are therefore the father's Yoresh, his inheritor. What is he to do under those circumstances? The Mishnah begins, Hagozel es Aviv. If somebody robbed from his father, Vinishbalo, and then he swore to him that he did not take his item, Vames, and then the father dies. So the problem here is that he has inherited him. However, if there are other people to inherit him besides this the thief, Hareza Mishalem Karen Vechomesh, he will pay the principal and a fifth, Levanov, to the sons of his father, which would be his brothers, who are also Yorshim, who are also inheritors, Ola Echav, or to the brothers of his father, who are his uncles, because that would be under a circumstance where there are no other sons, and therefore the brothers could inherit, and as such he should give it to them. And the reason for all of this is because he doesn't have a kapara, he does not have an atonement for his sin until he gets the gezel, he gets the item that he stole out from under his hands. Because it says in the pasuk, "Veheshev as exela," he's got to return the stolen item, and somehow or another, even though he's an inheritor, he's got to find a way of returning the item and getting it out of his hands. Now, of course, if there are other inheritors, if let's say he has brothers, in that case, the brothers themselves have their portion in this item. But the Mishnah's point is that even his portion that he would naturally inherit, he needs to get out of his hands and give it all away. However, since this is something which the Torah provides to achieve kapara for atonement, sometimes it's difficult, and Chazal allowed him to come up with a method of it getting out of his hands in a way that he doesn't lose financially. Therefore, it says, Vim eino rotze, if he doesn't want to, o she'ein lo, or he simply doesn't have the means, he's a person of very modest means, it's too difficult for him to give up his portion. So then, love, he can borrow money, and the people he owes money to could now come and collect from that item that he inherited, the item that he had stolen. So in that way, it ends up leaving his hands, albeit in a way that doesn't cause him any financial loss, but at least it's out of his hands. Now, the Gemara tells us that in a case where there is no other inheritor anywhere, that he's the only person to inherit his father, now that can really only be if when he's his father's son and his father was a ger tzedek, was a righteous convert, and therefore he has no other halachic relations other than this son. He's the only person there is. So then again, he could do the same idea that he could give it to his bal chov to pay off for the chov or for some other debt or to give it to tzedakah. He would just need to inform them in order to achieve kapara. He would have to say, Gezel Abba, this is a stolen item of my father's, and that's why I'm getting it out of my hands. But even in that circumstance, where he is the inheritor, he needs to get it out of his hands, even though it will not cause him a financial loss per se.